Russia's invasion of Ukraine has alarmed countries across Eastern Europe with fears they could be dragged into the conflict as well. Latvia's capital is less than 1,000 kilometers from both Moscow and Kyiv. It's been a full member of NATO since 2004, but the invasion has shaken the population there. It sent millions in military aid to Ukraine and has called for Western allies to send fighter jets. Well, joining us now on the NewsHour is Egils Levits, who's the president of Latvia, and he's joining us from the World Economic Summit in Davos, Switzerland. Thank you very much, Mr. President, for being with us on Al Jazeera. You live in a dangerous neighborhood. Like Ukraine, the Baltic states, including Latvia, were part of the Soviet Union. Let me ask you first, how vulnerable are you feeling today, and how do you assess your current relationship with NATO and Russia?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you very much. We are member state of NATO, member state of European Union, and NATO is the strongest military defense alliance in the world. And therefore, an attack to one member state of NATO means automatically attack to all other member states. And this is solidarity of NATO, and therefore we are secure. But we should strengthen NATO as an organization, especially NATO's eastern flank. And therefore, we will decide on that in end of June in Madrid by the next NATO summit.
Right. There seems to be resounding support at Davos to stand together at Russia, but there have been splits within NATO and the EU also about the way forward. Let's start with what's happening within NATO right now. Finland and Sweden want to join the alliance, but Turkey, as you know, is opposed. And there's a meeting in Ankara later today between the Finns, Swedes and Turks. Can we expect a breakthrough on that? And do you think President Erdogan's concerns about Sweden and Finland joining NATO are legitimate?
NATO is an alliance of 30 member states, and all member states are strengthened through the membership in the alliance, including Turkey, and we want to strengthen alliance more through two new member states, Sweden and Finland. It is also in the interest of Turkey, in the interest of all NATO member states. And therefore, I am sure that Turkey and Finland and Sweden will solve the problems which they have. And at the end, Finland and Sweden will join NATO, and soon.
Mm. So you're hopeful about a breakthrough, but there are divisions too, Mr. President, within the European Union. Hungary is blocking a sixth package of sanctions against Russia that includes a Russian oil ban. And I know your prime minister will be attending a summit of EU leaders on this. Can President Orbán be convinced? How would you convince him that this is the way forward?
We have already agreed five packages, including, of course, Hungary has also agreed with five packages. Of course, now there are negotiations about the sixth package, and I am sure that we will come to result, because all member states of European Union has their own views on that. But we have a common goal. The common goal is to sanction Russia in order to keep peace in Europe. Yeah. Because the sanctions is an instrument to keep peace, to get peace in Europe.
A common goal, you say, Mr. President, but these splits perhaps are a signal that the unity that we saw at the start of this crisis on Ukraine and the unity that we've seen in the last few months is a shaky one, isn't it?
The European Union is unique, I would say, because this is a completely new situation where we are now. And it is an unintended side effect of Putin's politics that we have now such a unity in the European Union and in NATO, in the Western world as a whole. And I would say that in order to stabilize this unity and to go forward, We need discussions, and now it's a time for discussions in order to get the results. And I'm sure that we will get results.
Right. Now, with the threat of a global food crisis, the European Union, the World Food Programme and the UN have been trying to get trapped grain out of Ukraine. And Lithuania is pushing for a naval coalition of the willing to protect sea lanes in the Black Sea so that Ukraine Ukraine's remaining ports can export this grain. Will your country be part of that group?
We are thinking about that, but of course we should do as European Union and also as international community to avoid such a food crisis because it would be a new global crisis, the food crisis. And we should do all possible what is in our hands to avoid that.
Oh, everything possible. Some in European capitals have been suggesting mine clearing and NATO convoys for cargo ships. It's an idea that is at an early stage. Would you support NATO being involved in this? That could pose a risky situation.
I cannot exclude any possibility. We should look on each possibility, on each scenario, and then to choose the best one.
Mr. President, thank you very much for talking to us here on Al Jazeera. Egils Levits is Latvia's president, joining us there from the World Economics Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.